السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علماء کرام، most respected elders and brothers and our sisters who may be listening over the streaming, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many, many bounties, many, many valuable assets. And for this, we are grateful and indebted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. We don't even have to go very far. If a person just looks within his or her own body with regards to the priceless bounties that Allah has blessed one with, then we will realize that these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are indeed a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we only realize this bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes when it is snatched away, or when there is some complication and issue with regards to this bounty. And then we realize, for so many years this particular organ in my body was functioning smoothly. Now there is an issue. And then when the person goes to the hospital and the complications and the bills and the expenses, like on a light-hearted note, a person went for a bypass operation, a heart operation. So he said when he came out and he saw the bill, he almost had another heart attack. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many, many bounties. And if we look at ourselves here, in particular in South Africa, mashallah, we find that the Muslims of South Africa are very well established. Allah has blessed us with a lot of facilities and bounties. Beautiful homes, beautiful masajid, beautiful businesses, thriving businesses, assets. And we find that we value these bounties. A person purchases a vehicle. In the decision of purchasing the vehicle, one of the fundamental aspects is safety. That how safe is this vehicle? And if this vehicle is a high-risk vehicle, then should I purchase it or should I not purchase it? The common argument is, on the one hand, the vehicle is very, very reliable, but on the other hand, the vehicle is a high-risk vehicle. So should I sacrifice some of the reliability for the sake of safety? And quite often you will find people will make a decision more closer to the safety aspect. If you look at our homes, we'll find that we've got security measures, we've got safety, we've got alarm systems, we've got CCTV cameras, we've got the electric fencing. And some even have security guards that are stationed outside the homes. And we have the security companies, which we know in this country and throughout the world, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. And there is nothing wrong with this. In fact, Sharia, one of the maqasid and the objectives of Sharia is hifdhul mal, hifdhul nafs and hifdhul mal, the preservation and the protection of one's property and one's self. For a believer to ensure that his life is safe and sound, this is one of the objectives and the purposes and the maqasid of Sharia. Similarly, the preservation and the protection of one's property, this is from the objectives and the maqasid of Sharia. In fact, we will say, if a person purchases a vehicle and then parks it in a very unsafe space and keeps the door open or keeps the windows open and leaves the keys inside, and then that vehicle gets stolen, then it could be said to that person that you were heedless, you were reckless, you were irresponsible. That how could you have left this keys inside the vehicle, and how could you have parked it in such an unsafe area? Now, respected elders and brothers, we understand very well in this country how important safety is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about safety in the Quran Majeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayat kareema which I have recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the safety and security of ourselves and our families from the fire of Jahannam. In fact, from these maqasid of sharia, one of the foremost is hifdud-deen, the protection of our iman, the protection of our deen. If a person's car gets stolen, there is a possibility that that vehicle can be replaced. However, if the person loses his iman, then we find that that is irreplaceable, just as one's life is irreplaceable. So as we understand the safety of our homes and the safety of our vehicles, of greater importance is the safety of our iman. And the decision of today's talk is centered around the current environment that we are finding ourselves presently, this month of December. It's called the crazy season, where shaitan and the agents of shaitan and the entertainment industry is calling all and sundry to participate. It is at this time as believers we have to understand the safeguarding and the protection of our iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O ye who believe, ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. That save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. Now we know that Shaytan, his strategy of taking people to the fire of Jahannam is not that he's going to take the person and pull the person straight into the fire of Jahannam. It's a very gradual process. It's a very slow process. He works very strategically. And slowly but surely, he erodes the person's iman. Our late Mu'anis Patel Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, used to quote the ash'ar of Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Majzub, rahmatullahi alayhi. He used to say that the enemies are plotting and planning to break into your home. It's a, you know, figurative way of explaining. So if you look at our homes, when somebody is trying to break in, so they observe at a distance. They gain as much intelligence as possible. What time you leaving? What time you returning? Is there anyone at home presently? Where are the weak spots? Where can I gain access? And then slowly but surely, as he gains enough intelligence, then he finds the right moment and quietly gets in undetected. But you cannot even suspect him, and he manages to pinch something. And then he takes one item and he sees, well, I got away with one item. Then it's two items. Then the next day it's something else. And then the copper pipes are stolen. And then eventually that breaks into the home. And in the process, sometimes there's so much of loss in the process. So it's a simple example, but in the same way, Shaitan very shrewdly, very unsuspectingly, he will get the person caught up in these traps. And therefore we need to be very vigilant. We need to be very cautious. And we need to understand that Shaitan is trying very hard to destroy our iman, to destroy the iman of our children. And we find ourselves, we are living in an era, those who would recall the time when there were no cell phones, or perhaps the internet was not even available. So you found that the children would be playing outside, it was a very healthy lifestyle. The challenges were very different in those days. But today we find that the challenges have become much more complex, much more difficult. You'll find a good Muslim home, and ask the ulama-i kiram who are working in the community, and they will bear testimony to this. That there is a good Muslim home, mashallah, the father is on deen, the mother is on deen. And without even realizing the child, the iman has been eroded. The iman has been destroyed. And this can happen in so many different ways. Sometimes it is just a casual outing with some friends. And that is why there is a book that is written by Hazrat Boydus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, removing the safety net. Here in Westville, mashallah, many homes have swimming pools. And we know that the swimming pool, with regards to children, is a safety hazard. So what we will do, we'll make sure that if we have young children around, and you know, we'll have some kind of fencing around the pool, or we'll have a safety net over the pool. Because we know that that child, if the child slips and falls, or sometimes we know children do not understand danger. A small little toddler doesn't understand danger. And that toddler will try and jump in the water without realizing that he doesn't have the capacity to swim. And eventually the child will drown. There are many incidents of this nature. So Hazrat Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah explained that sometimes our children, they don't have the capacity, the influences that are out there. And as parents, sometimes we are naive and we just leave our children. That is why it is said that freedom without supervision, without direction and guidance, just on the basis of trust, is actually tantamount to neglect. That if you say, no, you know, give him, let him go, it's fine. So Hazrat Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah explained that removing the safety net with regards to our children, we need to be extremely cautious, we need to be extremely vigilant. Because they are vulnerable in today's society. Sometimes it is through the education system that our children are being destroyed. We need to ask questions, although this is not the occasion for that bayan, but just to highlight it to the parents, that sometimes we need to go through the textbooks and see what our children are being exposed to in terms of the content. Right? It is important that our children have education. That is in its place. Sharia is not against education. If we look at history, then you will find that sometimes the most highly educated were amongst the Muslim scholars. So education in itself is not harmful. But you find that when somebody wants to poison you, so what does he do? He gives you food. And then in the food, he laces a little bit of poison inside the food. So sometimes in the name of education, there are certain ideologies that are placed in that content that becomes a means of people losing their iman. There was one incident where a very good family had sent their, and there are many incidents of this nature, they sent their daughter to a white school. It's a very good, high level of education. And then just during the month of Ramadan, when the mother was going through the cupboards of the daughter, she found the Bible, copy of the Bible. So then when she asked the daughter, she said, you know, well, my friends are saying that what kind of a creator you have that he starves you during this month of Ramadan. He makes you starve. Now, of course, there are many answers for that. But she being a little child, she didn't have the capacity to understand an answer. And it created doubts within her heart. And she started now inclining towards that religion. Of course, immediately the parents took the decision to take the child out of that kind of an environment. So this is the, and this brings us to the next point, the environment that we create. Jigar Murad Abadi Rahmatullah Ali, he said, ke hum ko mita sake ye zamane mein dam nahi. Hum ko mita sake ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamane se hum khud hai, hum se zamana nahi. Which basically means that to claim that the environment can completely destroy us, it's also a kind of a lazy excuse. We are the ones that can change the environment. We are the ones that can create the environment. Shah Abrar Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example of tea. He says, look, when you're making tea, you'll find that the tea, when you put the tea bag, it's a simple example, but sometimes in these simple examples, the lesson is profound. He says, when you make the tea, you'll find that when you put the tea bag in the boiling water, so what happens? The entire water turns dark in color, it becomes black, or it becomes golden, you know, brown, whatever it is. And then you just put a little bit of water, a little bit of milk rather, into that tea, and the color completely changes. So the milk has an influence over the darkness around it. So if we as Muslims can understand that Allah has blessed us with iman, Allah has blessed us with the Quran Majeed, Allah has blessed us with salah, Allah has blessed us with a deen which is filled with purity, Allah has granted us and given us such laws and injunctions that are there to safeguard our iman, to safeguard our progenies. And if we can understand the power that we have as Muslims, then instead of the environment influencing us, we can change and influence the environment. May Allah Ta'ala strengthen our iman to that extent. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, we need to understand that this is how shaitan works very, very discreetly, very, very quietly. One was through the education system, and the other which we're currently facing through entertainment. You find that at the moment the entertainment industry is shouting and screaming and calling us towards it. Now there is a careful balance we have to maintain. The one extreme would be just stay in your house and read Quran the whole day, go to the masjid and go back, or send the son 4 months jamaat, or send him the entire holiday and go in jamaat. So that is the one route that the person can take. But we need to understand that Shariat and Islam is a very balanced religion. It is a balanced deen. Our late Maulana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that if you are going to completely deprive the nafs of halal, then that nafs will, you know, take revenge against you. And there are many cases of this nature where the person went on one extreme, and then eventually, there's one incident that I am aware of where the person got married to a girl. Both of them came from a very modern background. They were both from a very modern background. So the husband made some drastic changes. He changed his whole life, and he insisted that the wife now she must change and go into full parda. And he became very, very hard on her. Exceptionally hard. He kept her confined within the house, and he was harsh and hard on her. Eventually that marriage completely broke up. And then eventually the sad thing was that same girl, who at one time was changing, she completely abandoned not only her hijab and scarf, but she even took out the scarf completely. And she wants nothing to do with deen. So this is what happened. It doesn't justify her action. But it's the nature of people that when you go on to one extreme, then eventually it's not sustainable. Allah has made us, blessed us with a deen, which is a very balanced religion. So Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that give the nafs plenty of halal. He used to say that we are saying that don't go to the beaches in the midst of nudity. Go and find a beach that is quiet. Go and find, and they are, subhanAllah, this country is such a beautiful country, places that we can go to where there is no fitna. But now if you're going to go to a beach where there is absolute nudity in the midst of all of that, the music is blaring. As Rasulullah ﷺ said, Al-ghina yumbitu al-nifaq fi al-qalb kama yumbitu al-ma'u al-zar'a, that music that breeds hypocrisy in the heart. Now if you're going to sit in the midst of that nudity, and you are going to say that, no, you know, my iman is very strong, you know, I'm going to look down, and maybe once, twice, three, 10 times, maybe you look down, but the 11th time, eventually you're going to succumb. And this is how eventually the person will start giving in and giving in. And then eventually, now when his son says, listen, I want to go to that beach, it becomes very hard for him to say no, because he himself went there. So choose halal. Find halal places. Or even if you want to stay within your home, you don't have to, you know, there is a time for the Quran recitation. There is a time for ta'aleem. But there is also time for you to play with your children, to have fun with your children. And this we will find in the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the teachings of the Sahaba ikram. I remember clearly one particular day when I dropped Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali home, and his grandchild came running, and Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali went to the gate and started playing with his little child. Now somebody could have said, he's such a qutub, such a great wali of the time, such a Allah wala, somebody who passed away in front of Kaabatullah Sharif with his hands raised in dua, such a great maqbool banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but coming down to the level of his grandchild and playing with the grandchild. So sometimes a person has a misunderstanding of deen, that when I become pious now, I'm just going to be in the masjid, and I'm just going to be making tilawat of Quran and Majid, and I'm just going to be making dua. We are balanced. That when you are at home, you will be playing with your children, you will be normal with your family. There is a time for looking after one's health. There is a, and mashallah, here in Westville, mashallah, the properties are very large. You get involved in some little gardening, do some maintenance at home, get your children involved in that. So have some good family time where you can bond with the family. And this is how you can protect yourself from that entertainment, that environment out there. Find good entertainment. There is so much of halal entertainment. But if we're going to, in the name of entertainment, break the tenets of Sharia, where we have some of these entertainment gatherings that where there is absolute mixing. The reason why Sharia has, you know, encouraged or rather insisted on the segregation of the genders is again for the preservation of our iman. It's for the preservation of the respect of both genders. And if we are going to blur the lines and in the name of entertainment, and in the name of these sort of gatherings, we are going to blur the lines, and slowly but surely, we are going to destroy and erode the values of our children. And therefore, coming back to what we had commenced with, the protection and the preservation of our iman, the preservation of our children, the preservation of our environments. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, once again, as we had mentioned in the start, that there are some practical steps that we can inculcate as families and as parents, that especially during this holiday period, as we had mentioned, there will be a time for your Quran Sharif. There will be a time for some, you know, little sports. MashaAllah, we have big properties at home. What stops the person from playing a little ball within the confines of his property? He's not breaking any law of Sharia. That halal entertainment, inshallah, will strengthen our iman. But haram entertainment will destroy our iman. So there is a place for halal entertainment. But do not get involved in haram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Shaitan is very shrewd. Shaitan will say that, how are you going to have fun if you do it, you know, the halal way? Halal is very boring. But the reality is that in halal, there is purity. In the halal that you will engage in, it will create tranquility and serenity within the heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding and give us the realization with regards to our youth out there. A few minutes, if I could address the youth, that understand that there is lots of temptations out there. And you need to understand that your strength and your confidence is in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be very careful who your friends are. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that al-mar'u ala deeni khalilihi falyandur ahadukum man yukhali. That a person follows the way of his friends. Be very cautious who your friends are. And remember that in sin, yes, there definitely is some excitement. If there was no excitement in sin, then nobody would have been involved in sin in the first place. That's why Hazrat Akim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Ye mana masiyat mein mujrimana tori lazzat hai. That we accept in sin there is some enjoyment. Magar us palne wale se ye kaisi baghawat hai. There is some little enjoyment. But what a disobedience it is to that Allah who created you. That Allah who blessed you with your eyes, your ears, your heart, liver, lungs, all functioning. And remember sometimes friends, there was one incident I heard over one of the radio stations where one young person, non-Muslim, completely paralyzed, explained how it was friends, they got together and they were, you know, swimming at a particular venue. And his friends jumped from the second story of the building into the swimming pool and died. And they said they're going to give him, you know, 100 rand or 200 rand or whatever it was. And he went and, you know, took on the challenge. And he dived in, and as a result, he cracked his neck and he became paralyzed for the rest of his life. Sometimes it's just one little decision that you make, for you regret the rest of your life. You abuse that substance just once and you face the repercussions for the rest of your life. And sometimes in the process, O youth, you destroy your integrity. And now people come and say, Maulana, I'm trying to put a proposal, I'm going here and I'm going there. But when they do a little investigation, they come up that, you know, I was on drugs for a period of time. But Maulana, I gave it up. I gave up the drugs completely. You don't blame the girl's side. If they find out that this person, this boy was on drugs for a period of time, why will they give their daughter to that person? So sometimes it's that one decision that you made, that one, you know, challenge that you took on, you face the repercussions of it for the rest of your life. Therefore, remember, these holiday periods will pass, but the consequences of your bad decisions may never pass. And therefore, be very, very careful. Rather, keep in a good environment. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman. May Allah ta'ala protect the iman of our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bolster and grant us the opportunities of creating good environments for our families and our environments. And as a community, we should try and find alternatives, halal alternatives. Whether it is playing of paddle, and we know that there are many bayans condemning paddle totally. But why can't we come up with paddle where we have males only? Males only playing at this particular venue, females only playing within this particular venue, and having it regulated and controlled. And this is what we mean by giving halal alternatives to our families and to our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the wisdom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the farsightedness. May Allah ta'ala protect our masajid, our madaris, and all the works of deen, and unite our hearts. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.